tonight, if you die tonight, and I'm not exempt from death, if I die tonight, think about the greatest thing you have done all day today. Bring to mind the most beautiful thing that you can say, this is the best thing I did all day today. Well, it was not whatever you thought. Maybe you thought the Mass was the greatest thing. Right now is the greatest thing you're doing. At the end of the day, this is the greatest thing you're doing. This is the greatest thing you did. If you die, if I die, when we go up to heaven to be judged, before we enter heaven, we have to be judged. God will say, my son, my daughter, going to Mass was the best thing you did ever. And this is precisely what we celebrate, the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. Bring to mind how many Masses you remember you have attended in your whole life. If you haven't counted, start today, the number of Masses that you have attended. Let us bring to mind those Masses. And today, as we reflect on this beautiful doctrine of our faith, the most holy body and blood of Christ, in which we say, it is not a what, it is a who, it is a person. As we reflect on this, again, let us bring to mind the many Masses that we have attended. And if we die tonight, here and now, I invite all of you, and including myself, to open our hearts so that we may receive the grace, because He is present in the Holy Sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist. It is not a symbol. It is Him. However, how many times we have attended Mass and we were in La La Land except at Mass? So again, as we are here together as one community, we ask for the grace so that we may be attentive, so that we might participate, and that we may faithfully appreciate this beautiful gift. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, taking our own condition to be with us until He comes again. I have seen a movie called The Greatest Miracle, it's not a penance, but I invite all of you to watch it. It's on YouTube, it's free, you don't have to pay anything. If you want, you can go on Prime, but on YouTube, just type The Greatest Miracle. It's a cartoonish movie that shows from beginning to end the greatest miracle. It is a miracle. But it is real. In that tiny host, in that wine, after the words of consecration, which we call epiclesis, which all of you know, we are all Catholic, we know our faith, it becomes transubstantiation, which means the substance of the bread and the wine become the body and blood of Christ, and we don't play. It is Him. So in this movie, it shows the greatest miracle that happens, the greatest miracle that takes place. And I think all of us should watch it to appreciate in a deeper way this gift. Because again, if one of us died tonight, we can go and tell our Heavenly Father, I was able to go to Mass, so have mercy on me. And today we ask God again so that we may be able to dispose, to have that disposition to be here. In that movie, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but just a tiny bit. It says, from beginning to end, but when we say, before the words of consecration, in the holy, 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 we heard it so many times. But oftentimes we don't think about the words that we're saying. And in a prayer that I will say before that, it's called the preface. I say the angels, archangels, cherubim, seraphim, all the thrones, principalities, dominions, and powers, all the different angels in heaven. You know what? They're here. They're praising and honoring and adoring our Lord because he is our God. You and I cannot see them because of our own sinfulness, but they are here. What a beautiful thing. They're all around this place. And they're kind of tapping you on the shoulder. Hey, don't be distracted. Don't be looking at that man. Don't be looking at that woman. Just remain focused on what is most important, Jesus. But guess what? And this beautiful movie shows also that just as angels and archangels and all the thrones and principalities and dominions and powers are here, guess who else is also here? Demons. Yes, demons are here as well. Devils are here. And praise God, thank God that we're not able to see them because this place will be empty. We'll be afraid. I don't know about you, but if I see a devil, I'll be running. The devils are here. Why are they here? Firstly, because they know, they recognize that Jesus isn't the host that has been consecrated. It's not bread. The devils know and understand and believe that Jesus is in the precious blood. It's not wine anymore. And they're here. What are they doing here? First, because they believe. But they're here because they want you not to believe. They will tap in on your shoulder. Hey, look at that woman. Look at this man. Be distracted. Blah, blah, blah. Come in late. After Mass, just have a conversation. Ignore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Have conversations with other people. Answer your phone. Send a tweet. Whatever. Leave early before Mass ends. The devils are here to bring us to themselves. So here, we ask God to give us the graces to listen to him, to his angels, to adore our God, and not to listen to the devils. That's why when you come in, the holy water there, we bless ourselves in the name of the Trinity. What a powerful name it is. We bless ourselves because we want to say in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please help me to be here, not just physically, but with my heart. I want to be here. This is a sacred place. So as we bless ourselves in our head, we're blessing ourselves so that all the distractions may be gone, so that the devil may not tempt us to listen to him. At 1 o'clock today, I celebrated, well, I think it was 12 or 1, one of those times. I celebrated here a quinceañera. A quinceañera is a beautiful tradition in the Hispanic communities. For the girl that turns 15 years old, the family requests a mass of thanksgiving to give thanks to Almighty God for the gift of their daughter, their 15th birthday. And I do this at every wedding and at every quinceañera, and at funerals as well. What do I do? At the end, I tell them, hey, it's great to have the many pictures taken and all that, but hey, this is not your house. This is not my house, but this is the house of the Lord. So after Mass ends, please remember that this is a sacred place. Let's keep it sacred. Take all the pictures that you want, but remember that God is, that lamp right there, red, is lit. That's the heart of Jesus beeping, because he is there, real, in that tabernacle. A reminder to all of us that when Mass ends, if I stay in this sacred place, it will be only to pray. To keep that dialogue, it takes two. To talk to my God and my Lord. And that's why I tell these people, because at funerals, weddings, and quinceañeras, especially today, the quinceañera, most of the people, there were probably 30 people, most of them were not Catholic. Some of them were Christians, some of them were not believers. But they were here accompanying the quinceañera. And at the end, a woman told me, she said, you know, that was really beautiful, that you are keeping the sacred sacred. And I said, God be praised, because this is my number one job. My vocation is to safeguard the Holy Eucharist. Everything else that we do in the Catholic faith flows from this. Everything else. Rosaries, novenas, consecration, the various ministries that we have in the church. which is everything beautiful to build up the kingdom of God, but everything must flow from the Holy Eucharist. Therefore, we treat this celebration as if it was my first one, my first Mass, my only Mass, and my last Mass, with reverence, with respect, because He is my God. Today we hear this in this beautiful passage. Why we don't hear about the Last Supper passage, but this one, the multiplication of the bread and the fish? Because God is real, and God wants to make Himself visible in you and in me when He says, give them some food yourselves. What a beautiful invitation. What a beautiful commandment. What a beautiful order. God is giving us this order. Give them some food. Especially in this time where the sacred is not sacred anymore out there, God is not so much visible. We keep the sacred sacred so that we go out there and others may see Christ in us. I'm sure all of you have seen what we call the monstrance. The monstrance is comes from the Latin word mostrare, which means to show. The monstrance is where you put the consecrated bread, Jesus, in His divinity, in His fullness, for people, for all of us to see. You must be a monstrance. I must be a monstrance. We must be able to show Christ to the world. And we do it here. It begins here. That we keep the sacred sacred. That we know that Jesus is real. And He's the God of the impossibles. He fed over 5,000 people. Only men. Imagine. Usually at the religious things, more women and children go. But it says only 5,000 men. Count the women and the children. We're talking about at least 10,000 people. He fed. Because He is the God of the possibles. Nothing is impossible for God. So as you came to today, this evening, again, let us think about how can I show God to the world? What is it that is happening in your life, in your family, in your work? Turn to God, the God of the possibles. Everything is possible for God. And ask Him to bless you, to bless your family. And let us ask for the grace so that we may deepen our sense of gratitude for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. That we may have a deeper faith, a deeper reverence, love and devotion for the Holy Eucharist. And for that we ask our Blessed Mother. She is the wonderful Mother. She is the wonderful disciple, the apostle that said, yes, I will adore you. I will first carry you in my womb and I will adore you. May our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, help us to remain faithful, to recognize Christ as He is, our Lord and Savior, and that we may continue to love Him, to adore Him, and to show to Jesus in the consecrated bread a deeper love and reverence. Please stand. I believe in one God.